Radiation heat transfer is very different from conduction or convection heat transfer because it does not require direct molecular interaction or molecular collisions. Instead, photons emitted from one molecule are absorbed by another molecule. The photons carry energy, and this energy is transferred to the molecule that absorbs the photons. When a photon is emitted, it reduces the sensible internal energy of the molecule. Then, when the photon is absorbed, it increases the sensible internal energy of the molecule that absorbed it. And the cool part is that photons can travel through a vacuum. As a result, radiation heat transfer can occur over very long distances, especially if there are very few molecules in the way. For example, the Earth absorbs a great deal of radiation from the Sun, which is 93 million miles away, because space is nearly a perfect vacuum. The Stefan-Boltzmann law is the equation that quantifies the rate at which radiation heat transfer occurs. A is the surface area perpendicular to heat transfer. In the case of the Earth receiving radiation from the Sun, the area would be the projected area, pi r squared. Sigma is the Stefan-Boltzmann constant, and its value is 5.67 times 10 to the 8th watts per meter squared Kelvin to the 4th. Now, TS is the absolute temperature of the emitter. Only a perfect emitter of radiation, called a black body, could actually transfer energy at this maximum rate. Real materials emit less energy through radiation. Flip the page to see how we can take this into account.